feeling good. Shoulder hurts a little bit, but other than that, I'm fine.
The shoulder from the ground,
I don't know where it's from. I took off my shoulder pads, it's feeling a little sore, and there's this big fat old bruise on it, so.
How about emotionally, how's the team?
I think we're pretty good emotionally. We know what we got to do. We know we got to go back to square one, get back to the basics, and work hard and get this thing on the right track.
Did she stick out on film to you as glaring that couldn't understand why it was happening?
We just didn't make plays all around. I mean, receivers, I believe we're averaging 3 drops a game, and that has to stop. I dropped one on Saturday. It's just everybody needs to just go back to the basics, go to square one, and just do what they got to do. People are trying to do more than they can do, and I'll be a part of that too.
What do the coaches tell you in general? Have they given you kind of feedback what this week of practice is going to be like? Is there to emphasize something?
No, we haven't talked about practice until today. I mean, we're going to go in there in meetings and they're going to tell us what's going on. But one thing that we do know is that we're just going to have to get back to the basics and do training camp stuff, just learn what we got to do.
Well, I know every game is important, but just these next 2 home games for the direction of where this season goes, how big are they?
They're good. They're Big 12 games, and you always want to win your Big 12 games, and it's just you don't want to lose any games at home. And games at home are big, and you always want to win those, and it's just games that we can get our team back together.
Are you glad you're at home this week versus being on the road?
Yeah, it's always good to come home after a loss and be around your own fans and have them support you.
Well, it's one of the playmakers on this team with all the different groupings that goes in. Do you feel like you're a guy that maybe isn't getting enough chances to make big plays?
I don't feel that way. I mean, all our receivers came back. We got good receivers. I feel that the strong point of our offense is the receivers. So we have a lot of people that make plays, and it all can't be about Maurice. So Terrence makes plays, Nate Swift makes plays, Todd Peterson, and I got to let them have a chance to make plays. And whatever opportunity they give me, I'm just gonna run with it.
When this team isn't making big plays on offense, do you think it's important to have that go-to guy?
Does
the team lack that?
I don't think we lack it. I just think that we just ain't been making the plays. We just need to make plays when plays come. Like, we're just a couple plays away from scoring a couple times, and that could have been the difference in the game.
There's a lot been made by the public about how it doesn't appear that the team plays with much emotion. Is that an accurate read? And secondly, how did the coaches go about trying to motivate you guys?
Well, I think we're playing with a lot of emotion. It's just that you don't have a lot of emotion when you're losing. I mean, they see a lot of emotion when we come out and start winning games and stuff like that. When we're losing games, we're like, oh man, this again, and we're just getting this little slump and just come out not really nervous but unsure. There's a lot of people unsure what they're doing and stuff.
What did the coaches do to try to get you guys motivated specifically?
They come in the locker room fired up. It can be just fired up, high on Red Bulls, and just fired, you know, trying to fire us up and yelling and stuff like that. So that's what they try to do.
Do you guys use, I don't
previously
said, sometimes use videos, pump up videos and so forth. Do you guys use any of that?
We just show a highlight of last game we played. I mean, if you're not excited to play football and can't pump yourself up, I mean, I don't know what's going to do it. I mean, there's 85,000 people in the stands, and if that don't fire you up, I don't have an answer for it.
Well, you mentioned, and several players just mentioned about the emotion coming with the big plays, falling behind on the road. You know, again, you addressed that last week. How important is it to come out Saturday and maybe make a play, get that emotion first?
Yeah, I think we need to, strike fast and often and strike first. I mean, come out in the first quarter, be up, 7 points or even 14 points and that'll get us rolling and get us our confidence back. I think that's going to be important.
Well,
talked about getting back to basics. Has the system been too complex? Has there been too many things thrown into the works? What's getting back to basics?
Getting back to the basics is know what you got to do and know what the man's next to you got to do and just execute it. Learn, knowing how to do it. Knowing what you're doing at all times so you're just comfortable at all times. I mean, if you're running out the huddle thinking about what you have to do and you're unsure and the ball comes to you, most likely you're just going to drop the ball. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, then, I mean, when I dropped my ball, I was unsure what route I was. I had to ask Nate, and he ended up throwing me the ball, and I dropped it. I mean, that's life.
Midway through the season, those are things you expect the football
to
not know what they're doing. Why you guys have those types of problems?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's just there's a lot of plays just thrown in, and you know it, but it's just that it just caught me off guard. I mean, it's a loud, hostile environment. We have a smash, sort of sounds like smack, and I thought it was smash, and it was smack, and it was just lucky ass Nate what it was, not around the wrong route.
Well, I mentioned when the losses come, the team starts to say, oh no, here it comes again, start to feel a little unsure. Is the team unsure of itself right now?
No, we put it behind us. I mean, we just look to the next game, and we just got to prove ourselves this game. I mean, unsure? No, I don't think that would be the word. I think the word would be just that we lost the game. I mean, that's not the end of the season. We got six more games.
But your goals change now. You no longer control your own fate. At this USC game, you can say you can still win the Big 12 North. How does this affect the morale of the team knowing that you don't control your own destiny?
We still control it. We just got to win out. I mean, we can control winning out right now, these last six games, and that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to prepare the hardest, study the hardest, and try to win out the whole season.
Is every game a must win from now on?
I don't think we need to put that pressure on ourselves. It's just we got to win because Missouri, they're a good team, and they got to play some good opponents, and you never know. They might lose. I mean, I never wish a team to lose, but they might. You never know.
I guess from an offensive standpoint, I mean, there's a bad trend going on right now defensively, giving up over 40 points three times already this year. Do you guys go into games as an offense thinking, oh, geez, you know, we're going to have to outscore what our defense gives up? But, you know, sometimes that's a big number, is it? Work on your guys' mind at all?
No, I don't work on our mind. We just do what we got to do, and defense do what they do, and hopefully we come out to win. I mean, defense got a hard enough job as it is to worry about, we got to stop them under this many amount of points, and our job is hard enough to say, oh, we got to put up this much points to win. So we just try to execute the best we can and put up as most numbers.
Well, after the game Saturday, Coach singled you out as a guy who is one of the few guys who played really well. Given what happened in the previous week, how difficult was it to play that game? When did you know you were going to play against Missouri, and how tough is that week?
I said I knew probably Thursday morning. I talked to my girlfriend's family, and they said that she didn't want me to play the game, so I just went on and played the game.
Thanks, Mom.